This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Government talk team calls no cable car group for dialogue again with condition of work suspension in Pathibara. Nepal witnesses only 14.3% of normal winter rainfall this year due to climate change. Officials from Nepal and China discuss ways to facilitate trade. And U.S. calls on Ukraine and Russia to support its plan for peace at UN. Now the news in detail. The government-formed talk team has once again called on the protesting group which opposes the Pathibara cable car project in Taplejung for dialogue. The team led by coordinator Prem Prasad Bhatrai asked the agitating group to sit for dialogue, saying the work on the project will be suspended for the time being. Bhatrai clarified that the government is seeking dialogue to address the social, religious and cultural concerns raised by the group. However, the protesters have insisted on a ministerial-level committee rejecting the current Bhatrai-led team, claiming it cannot meet their demands. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deoba has said that Nepal has been travelling the extra mile in fulfilling its human rights obligations by adopting periodic national human rights action plans since the last two decades. In her statement as the head of the Nepali delegation to the 58th session of the Human Rights Council, HRC, high-level segment at the Appliances Nations in Geneva, Switzerland earlier yesterday, Minister Rana said in attempts to scale up commitments that Nepal has initiated the ratification process for the ILO Convention on Freedom of Association. Stating that Nepal continues to uphold the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and remains constructively engaged with human rights instruments and mechanisms, Minister Rana assured that Nepal is also committed to ensuring the independence of the National Human Rights Commission, which enjoys an A-category accreditation since its establishment. Minister Rana also added that Nepal upholds press freedom and has a vibrant civil society with community groups, human rights defenders and the media as key partners in advancing human rights and inclusive development. Taking the occasion to highlight that Nepal's current constitution provides the total range of economic, social, cultural, civil and political rights as fundamental human rights, the foreign minister noted that Nepal's experience in upholding human rights, democracy and peace building could serve as a good reference to countries in similar situation. In the meantime, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deoba had a meeting with Ignacio Cassis, head of the Federal Department of Foreign Affairs of Switzerland, on the sidelines of the 58th regular session of the Human Rights Council in Geneva yesterday. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, they exchanged views to enhance mutual cooperation between the two countries. Likewise, Minister Rana held a bilateral meeting with Azerbaijan's Deputy Foreign Minister Elnor Mamadov in Geneva yesterday on the sidelines of the session of the UN Human Rights Council. Minister Rana stated that both countries could continue raising common concerns about climate impacts in developing nations. Minister Rana also extended an invitation to Azerbaijan to participate in the Sagarmatha Sambad, a climate-related dialogue to be hosted by Nepal in May this year. As winter draws to a close, Nepal has experienced an unusual lack of rainfall this year, with many regions receiving only light showers or in some cases almost no rain at all. This deviation from typical weather patterns has raised concerns about the potential impacts on various sectors across the country. Arjun Sapkota talks to the spokesperson for the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, Bibhuti Pokhrel, on this matter.
Has seen little to no winter rainfall in many parts of the country, which is quite unusual. Could you tell us the reason behind this lack of winter precipitation?
as far as this winter is concerned, only 14.3% of normal rainfall we are experiencing throughout the country. So this is very less, and it's a type of extreme drought in the country. As far as climate change is concerned, because of climate change, we won't have less rainfall, but it triggers, like what we are experiencing. If it is a drought, then we will be experiencing extreme type of drought. So climate change has been playing a great role in extreme type of events, whatever we have, either it is less rainfall or high temperature or anything else or extreme precipitation. So their climate change plays a significant role. It triggers it and make it a very rare type of incident or very extreme type of case.
Has the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology carried out any particular research on the impact of climate change on current weather patterns?
Exactly. There are research, not only from BHM, but other, you know, researchers also. They have, well, it's not significant amount, or there are not lots of research. But whatever we found from our research is climate change is globally affecting all people, and it's also affecting Nepal also. As far as our precipitation or temperature is concerned, we have also published annual report in our website. So we can see that extreme events, these are increasing, either it's heat wave or extreme precipitation. So this climate change has increased the extreme events.
Well, what are the potential impacts of lack of winter rainfall, particularly on agriculture, the environment and public health in Nepal?
Seasonal prediction for winter, we have also indicated some of the major sectors like agriculture, health, water resources. In agriculture, we can say that below normal rainfall or less rainfall, it may reduce water availability for irrigation in rainforest agriculture regions. And if we talk about the winter, then it will impact wheat crop. And as far as health is concerned, warm and drier weather like we have experienced, it will contribute to the stagnant air conditions, and it will intensify smog, and it also respiratory illness, which we have seen in our case. As far as in water resources concerned, then the below normal rainfall may affect reservoir levels. Water management authorities, they have to be prepared. We have indicated these things earlier in our seasonal prediction also, how it may impact different sectors.
That was a brief conversation with Vibhuti Pokhrel, the spokesperson for the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, regarding the lack of winter rainfall in Nepal. Officials from China and Nepal have met yesterday in Lhasa of China to discuss ways to boost trade and strengthen bilateral relations. The meeting was held between Chen Zhang, Director General of the Commerce Department of Xinjiang Autonomous Region of China, and Lakshmi Prasad Nirola, Nepal's Consul General in Lhasa. They covered a range of topics including trade, commerce, transit and upcoming trade fairs. Both sides agreed to further enhance trade, resolve checkpoint issues, improve infrastructure and explore opportunities for exporting Nepal's agricultural products to China. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung has expressed support for the proposal to amend the Working Journalists Act, aiming to align it with the changing times. Speaking at a multi-stakeholder international interaction yesterday, organized by the Minimum Wages Fixation Committee, Minister Gurung assured full government cooperation to address the challenges faced by the committee in supporting working journalists. Regarding the bill to regulate social media platforms, Minister Gurung emphasized its necessity to ensure the responsible operation of social media. On the occasion, Secretary of the Ministry, Radhika Aryal, Chair of the Federation of Nepali Journalists Nirmala Sarma and Chair of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal Dr. Mahendra Bista voiced support for the committee's efforts to amend the Act and provide additional resources. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु, यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Nepal Embassy in Bangkok has requested the foreign job aspirants to receive labor permit from the government before leaving country for a job. The embassy informed that the rescue of the Nepalese stranded in Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar and Thailand had been difficult due to not having labor permit with those involved in various works. Recently, the Nepal Embassy in Thailand rescued some Nepalese forced to work in online scamming. They were set free from Mawdi, a town in southeastern belt of Myanmar, and were returned Nepal yesterday. The Nepali mission has further requested everyone willing to have foreign job not to be lured of hefty income but carry verified document including work permit. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. Washington has called on Ukraine and Russia yesterday to back its plan to end the war in Ukraine as the UN General Assembly prepared to vote on a US resolution marking 3 years of conflict. The agency France Press quoted the US ambassador to the UN Dorothy Xu as saying the draft resolution submitted by the United States makes this very point. The draft implores a swift end to the conflict and further urges a lasting peace between Ukraine and Russia, urging all member states to join this effort. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy to mainly fair across the country today. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in few parts of high hilly regions of the country. The morning mist will be present in some parts of the Tarai region today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government talk team calls no cable car group for dialogue again with condition of work suspension in Pathibharao. Nepal witnesses only 14.3% of normal winter rainfall this year due to climate change. Officials from Nepal and China discuss ways to facilitate trade. And U.S. calls on Ukraine, Russia to support its plan for peace at UN. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.